Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You would be so kind to do the roll call.
Commissioner De Gennaro?
Present.
Commissioner Claude?
Present.
Both commissioners are present, also present Chief Todd and Deputy Chief Grogan.
Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Third and final time, is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Item number four, additions, corrections, and adoption of agenda. I'm going to make a motion to accept the previous meeting's minutes from December 11th, 2023.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. And also, I make a motion for the acceptance of the special meeting minutes of December 18th,
2023. I'll also second that motion.
Very good. Thank you. Item number five, old business. Is there any old business?
I have none.
Item number six, any new business?
Nothing.
Number seven, department reports. Monthly activity report, budget review, and general department updates.
As far as general department updates, first, just one thing. We had an officer involved in a minor motor vehicle accident during the snowstorm. Damaged one of our newest cars, not extensive. He is out of work for a minimum of 1 week due to a complaint of neck pain. Thankfully, he wasn't hurt significantly, and the damage is not significant. As far as the monthly activity report, there really isn't much on it of glaring interest. The reported investigations and arrests are in line with the previous month and also similar to, actually down quite a bit from December of 2022, same month a year ago. So nothing really significant there. Deputy Chief Grogan can cover our budget.
Budget's pretty much in line. The only one that's up, if you really look at it, I explained to you the encumbrances, how we're using them now. Overtime wages were 6.5% over, but looking back at previous years, it's custom, especially now with the winter being, guys are taking less time off, so conceivably that should level off as we go along.
We also have a little bit of over expenditure in the vehicle maintenance line, which is not surprising based on the aging fleet, and we're also closely watching our supply line, which is, although there are some encumbrances in there, also a little bit overspent, but at this point we're aware, we're watching it, and we're on top of making sure we tighten our belts as necessary with those.
Just a quick question about the vehicle. I know we were already on the van when we changed the vehicle. Is this the one out of service presently?
We still have the second detective cars out of service.
Yes, we still have
that car. Yeah, we have that car out of service. I believe the auxiliary vehicle that was out of service is back in service, but it's pretty much limited just to living out to road jobs and coming back. Certainly no frontline driving, that type of thing. So the detectives are grumbling. One car for three or for four of them, but I don't even want that auxiliary car to be taken out of investigations or things like that. It's just, it is what it is. As I'm sure you're both aware, there will be no movement forward, according to the mayor, until the city completes its audits, and I have no idea how long that's going to be. So by this time, within 6 months, we will officially be down six police cars. So
lost four cars under the previous administration that were never replaced, and even though this administration is on track to try to get it done, they have their priorities first, which I understand, but it's a six-month process to get the cars on the road from the time they're ordered from Ford. So even if they were to give us permission this month to order the cars, we wouldn't have them by the end of the fiscal year. So, like I said, we're effectively down six police cars, which is the majority of our frontline fleet. So,
the frontline fleet, how are they? Are they in good shape? Or?
We have, I believe, one car that's over 100,000 miles, really, and kind of the rule of thumb is you never should be driving a car with that many miles as a frontline car. We have a couple others in the 80, 85,000 range that, again, those three cars long would have been taken out of service. Also important is the fact that our administrative fleet, one of our lieutenant's take-home cars has about 110,000 miles on it and has a boatload of problems, and I have directed him that if that car goes down, he needs to park it, because I'm not going to throw thousands of dollars of taxpayers' money into that vehicle to fix it either with that kind of mileage on it. So as I had briefed the previous board, that will result in immediate labor action because it's a benefit that he has, and exactly. I have no car to give him. I can't, even if I wanted to give him an auxiliary car to drive, I don't have one that he could do it. He could drive around. So,
how many cars do you have?
7 frontline, I believe, including the canine vehicle, which is not currently being used. I believe 9 frontline, and then another 4 for the command staff brings us to 13, and 2 detective vehicles, 15, and if you count the auxiliary vehicle, 17, I believe.
17.
About where we are. Yeah.
Just as this narrative associated, what we should try to do is go to see if they can use ARPA funds to purchase the vehicles as an emergency, because ARPA funds can be used for municipalities, first responders. I'm going to flip my hat around on the fire side based on the fact that OSHA had to come in. They had to use $500,000 for us to get gear from the ARPA funds. If we could push them to do that, we could order this and try to get it done sooner than later, get these vehicles in place, because it is a necessity rather than a need. All right, you know. So I think that's if you could reach out to one of the administration, they find out if they have enough ARPA funds to minimum order 4 vehicles, we should pursue that if we can.
I've been talking to the mayor about cars, getting cars. I said, you're in dire straits for him.
Yeah.
He agrees, but he says, we still have to wait for the budget, which I totally understand also because I don't know what that budget's going to show, but
The funds is different from
the city funds.
Yes, yeah, that's why we could push that next, push that out.
Exactly.
Then we would get this.
Who's in charge of those funds?
The city hall is.
City hall.
City hall, that's it. The chief of staff should know exactly how much is left. And which, again, they will have to go before the board of aldermen for them to approve it to do it. But, something that we definitely should try to see if we can get that done sooner than later.
My concern is, and, is that, as I understood it directly from the mayor, MFAC had requested that he not expend capital funds until the audit was over. I don't believe they can tell him, you can't. And yes, I agree with you, ARPA funds are not capital monies. But, if it was going to be something where...
Do we know how much in that fund account?
They originally got $3 million,
I think there's still over $1 million.
It's still over $1 million. That will get us out of 4 vehicles right now.
Yeah,
won't even hurt it that much.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. At one of the Board of Aldermen meetings, though, they voted to push it to Capital, and Capital is no activity in it, so whatever. I don't know if they have to vote to take it out.
Yeah, they would have to vote to bring it back into their realm for a vote on ARPA.
Yeah.
And again, it's just... If it was going to be one of these things where they were confident that this audit was going to be done in 30 or 60 days, that would be something. But we know this audit could take 6 months. It could take a year. And if they keep pushing this off, then
just the process of getting cars is months long.
We have briefed the board multiple times. We briefed the previous mayor. We briefed the current mayor that it is, we don't just go to a parking lot and pick cars up. They're not there.
No.
We have to order them. We have to get on
literally a VIN off the assembly line and wait for the car to be built, delivered. Then we have to get in the queue for the vendor to actually outfit the car, which could take another 2 months of waiting.
You're talking 6-8 months to get a car.
Easily. So, our fingers are crossed. Really, it's going to be towards the end of this fiscal year, if there is any money in the vehicle maintenance account where we can go in and say, okay, we can now maybe expend the funds to fix this car or that car, we'll do it. But I don't want to expend those funds up front and then go to City Hall asking them for more money. I don't think that's prudent, and I don't think it's fair to the taxpayers. So
my approach is to the administration, is you're talking about the lives of the police officers driving cars like this. And that sets the tone.
Well, and I've made it clear to them that I will not put our guys in jeopardy. And that if a car, like the one car, I believe it's car 8 or something like that, the one car that is over 100,000 miles, it just may be time to move that car down to an auxiliary car, even though we don't have a replacement for it right now. Because, you know, taking a car like that out in a high-speed chase or something like that, it's just a risk.
And you know what's going to happen. It's Murphy's Law to happen. Absolutely. Murphy's Law.
Thankfully, we don't do a lot of those anymore, but...
Well, I think what this administration is aware of is what happened with the fire department.
Yes, very much so.
And, you know, that's kind of a sore bone with me in the first place, the fire department. Here you have volunteers. If the city of Derby had to pay firemen over the years, what it would have cost them? They should give the fire department every single thing they need to be number one. And I don't know what it is with these administrations. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm preaching to the choir, man. I've been in that church for 7 years.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very frustrating from this side of the table because of the fact that we had a great program in place, 2 cars per year, both Democratic and Republican administrations, and never faltered.
And what happened to you? I've been away from it, so I don't know.
I will just say that the former administration had some advice from empowered people that we could skip a year or so, or we can do it. And the former administration made decisions not to have capital planning meetings and expend any capital funds, and all the emergency services, public works, everyone suffered.
For about a good year and a half, 2 years.
You know, it's like when I became commissioner 6 years ago. Somebody in City Hall got the mayor's ear. Said, this is a joke with the cops taking cars on personal use. I said, excuse me? I said, well, what are you saying? You're the commissioner. Take those cars away. That's the first one. I don't take my orders from you. Second of all, you take a car away from the police officers that have them, the chief, the lieutenant, both lieutenants, and whoever else has those cars. That's a form of punishment. You're going to lose. You can't do it. Then, of course, I went out with the administration. Mm-hmm. And then I think somebody tried to take away a car down here.
Oh,
and they lost.
He, that same individual tried on at least 3 occasions with his position of authority on the tax board to attempt to take cars away. And thankfully, we had an astute corporation counsel that provided him with the proper tax code and basically said, it's a benefit. You can't remove it.
Exactly.
You can remove it from the 2 non-union members, the chief and the deputy chief, if you so choose. But you can't touch the 2 lieutenants. It's now a benefit for them. So,
plus, once you issue a car, it's a form of punishment taking it away. I don't care if it's chief or lieutenant. You can't do it. They didn't listen to me.
Right. Well, that's what happened.
Pennywise, pound foolish.
It's exactly right, because, you know, we've told the story 100 times, but, you know, in the early 90s, when a former chief, acting chief Giuliano, parked the burnt-out police car in front of City Hall, you know, I mean, eventually you get to the point where you have to make a major purchase and purchase 6 vehicles, 8 vehicles at one time. And that's a huge expense for the taxpayers, as opposed to doing it properly and giving 2 cars a year.
It was so bad years ago, when I was on,
I was the actually acting chief. I was detective sergeant, they made me acting lieutenant, then acting chief. I go to the first meeting on the budget, and I said, we need money. We got ball tires on the police cars. You know what they said to me? Live with it. I said, guess what? The officers are not driving those cars under my orders, period. I'm going to jeopardize the police. Ball, I'm talking. You couldn't see threat. And I said, all you need is one lawsuit. I says, you're not going to jeopardize the officers. And then you talk about trying to get cars.
Well, we had three cars.
Mm-hmm. Three. And we drove them for 6 or 8 months without lights on them. Had a little red light on the dashboard because they couldn't afford to buy lights. Are you kidding me?
Well, thankfully we're not there, but
almost there.
You can't go backwards. We are where we are now, and now we're starting to go backwards.
I'm only hoping. I have faith in this mayor. I don't know him. I don't know him from Adam. Never knew him. Seems like he thinks to his heart a lot, and he listens, and that's key to me. He listens. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't just listen to other people. He listens to the people he put in different positions. So hopefully we can get something done here, get cars right away. And that's a great idea, where to look for the money.
Yep. The funds are there. And they were designated for emergency responders in municipalities. Yeah. And that's what it's supposed to fit. That's what it's supposed to help with.
Number 9, communications. Any communications, Chief?
No, I don't believe so.
No.
Number 10, traffic authority business. No,
there's nothing to report on TAOS.
I didn't put this on the agenda, which I probably should have, but I don't know if anybody's aware of Great Hill Road up off of Derby Neck where I live. You know where the radio towers are? Mm-hmm. That road floods. Mm-hmm. And it turns to ice.
Yep.
I almost got hit head on. Car coming down, I was going up, and most of the water ran off on the left, right side of the road, but on the left side it was this deep, frozen solid. Well, it swerved over into this lane to go miss it, and it was head on. Good thing I stopped, I went right up into the brush, and he got behind me. So I don't know if it falls under our jurisdiction as the traffic authority.
Is that Derby or Seymour?
It's Derby.
They bump into each other. It runs right into Seymour. Right,
yeah. It's about 1,000 yards up. It turns to Seymour.
Yeah.
But I took a.
Yeah, that wouldn't fall under LTA. That would fall under Public Works.
Under Public Works, they have to make sure that the drainage on the side of the road is.
And what I'm told is that there's a 7-inch pipe under the road, and I got out the other day. I went up there with my Ranger, and I looked, and I can see the water running out under the road onto Block's property. So the pipe is working, but it's so small.
It's not big enough for it.
Well, they got to put a culvert in or something.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just wondering if I go to the street department and talk to them.
Whatever you got, yeah.
You got to go to Mickey, talk to him, take him out, and say, hey, this drain is not sufficient for the road that is presently on. They probably have to put another pipe on there, a bigger pipe on there, so the water drains properly. I've had that when my wife used to work at the Great Hill Road. Coming down for snow.
Oh, you've seen it too?
I've seen it, yeah. Trying to find, not trying to come down the big one, trying to go less pitch. Mm-hmm. So I went that way, and went down there. It was flooded, icy, no one's water. So I remember that area. But yeah.
And that freezes right over.
Oh, yeah.
And usually it's across the entire road, but it freezes right over.
It shouldn't be hard to fix. It looks like they just dug that shoulder a little bit to let the water run off.
No,
it's just a little gully there.
Yeah.
But boy, it's that deep.
Yeah, they would put another trench over here, probably along the whole way, so that you
can at least temporarily just
catch the overflow, yeah. Get a nice little salt.
John just bought the farm.
What direction?
Jesus.
Catch the overflow.
You know Mikey Pishkinary? He's the head of Public Works now. He worked there forever, like 30 years.
Yes, I know who he is, yeah.
Yeah, he's in charge now.
Talk to him.
Yeah, I'll stop and see him. Let's see. traffic authority, no traffic authority is to discuss. And do I have a motion for adjournment?
I make that motion, sir.
I second it. And we're adjourned.
Came right back.